Shalom to all. So today is the beginning of the Haskalas Hazman of Vinyani Basa B'cholov. Many took the Bechina, some didn't take the Bechina, so I'm one of Mizarez, Ein Mizarzim Elo L'Muzurozin. So we should take the Bechina. If you don't take it on time, then you're going to be calling me 3 years from now that I still owe you a Taruvus Bechina or something like that. So let's not be from, you know. So, okay. I'm going to pass around the sign up sheet, so please write your name and cell phone number and pass it around so we'll know where everything is. Harry Tuckman is the assistant, both for Mile the Limud. Mile de Chavrusa, Mile de Shmaya, Mile de Ara, you know, so anything you need, you know, Chavrusas and things like that, and just talking and learning, seating arrangements, you name it. If you'll help Ezra Shem, if you would like to learn in this space measures in the morning, you're greatly encouraged. Okay, so Basa B'cholov, you know, even though the Shulchan Aruch puts Basa B'cholov before Taruvus, I feel that Taruvus should be learned first because it gives you the Yesodos, that's Rabbi Willig's Mahalach, when he did in Mor Shakolo. Because Basa B'cholov is one application of Taruvus. Taruvus is the Klolim, Tavke Iker, Chad Betray, well, the Klolim. Now we can have one application of Taruvus is Basa B'cholov. Okay, so again, we'll probably have two Bechinas in Basa B'cholov, and I recommend everyone start chazering right away because you wait and then it adds up, and then there's a Shem June, we'll be together, have more to learn, there's a lot to learn, and as a Shem, we should grow from the learning, we should have a lot of Siyata Nishmaya, and we always begin this month with the Nigan, so we'll start the Nigan, and then we'll go right into Basa B'cholov. There's a supplement here. The supplement, as Michael pointed out, is 42 pages, so we'll probably treat it as a separate shiur for Wednesday, instead of trying to do a 42-page supplement today. And we'll deal further with that. Avinu Harachama Hamirachem Rachem Aleinu Hesein Bilibeinu Avinu le'askil, Avinu avarachamon, Amirachem rachem aleinu, v'sein v'libeinu v'ino, le'avinu le'askil. We are Hey, live away, no, Liavo, Liavo, the year, for the year, Eshimecha, Lishmawa, Filmodul, La Maid, Lishmar, Velasos, Umekayem Nethkol Divrei Salmo Torosecha B'Yahavom. The Torah tells us in Parshas Mishpatim, Reishis Bikurei Admoscho Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecho Lo Sevashel Gedi B'Chalev Imo. And we're all familiar with the famous Rashi, quotes the Gemara, the Chazal, Gemara Chulin. It says here, "Begimel mekomos nichtav b'Torah," that the iser of basar v'chalav is written three times in the Torah: echad l'isur achila, echad l'isur hanah, echad l'isur bishul. So the three isurim by basar v'chalav: achila, hanah, and bishul, which is unique. Because we have Yisurei Achila, we have Yisurei Hanah, we usually don't have Yisurei Bishul. Right, and here, it's a Tebevashel, Basar B'Cholov. And of course, the most striking question that happens is that the three surah surim here, so I understand three psukim, but then why does the Torah not say lo sochal? You know, if you were writing three surim, you would think you should write one about achila, one about bishul, one about hanah, in different lashonos at least. And what's the a point of writing it all in lashon bishul? So we have the pasuk here in Mishpatim. We have a pasuk in Kisisa. Reishis b'kriyat Admoscho Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecho L'Moso Gedi B'Chalev Imo, and pasuk in Re'ei. L'Sochu Chol Neveila Ger Shavrech Derev Chol Melocha Kamkut Lo Zuvashal Gedi B'Chalev Imo. So that question has to be raised. And another question that has to be raised is the following. There's a whole concept in halachic literature of the Sefer HaMitzvos, which is the most fascinating thing in the world. What do I mean? It's one Gemara in Masechta Makos that says that there are 613 mitzvahs. Without that Gemara, frankly, I would say, does it really matter how many mitzvahs there are? We'll learn whatever we learn, and we'll do everything that we learn, everything we know, to count it up. I would have said, don't worry about the number. That's what I would have said. And then the Gemara says the number. I still would have said, don't worry about it. You never know. Chazal numbers, sometimes are not exact. They're concepts. I would have said also, don't worry so much. That's what I would have told him. But the Rishonim took it very seriously. They said, no. If it says 613, so let's, and there's no list, so let's learn Kol HaTorah Kula and make the list. So here went the Sefer HaChinuch, and he made a list. And there came the Rambam, and he made a list. And there came the Ramban, and said, what's with your list? You missed out. You missed out Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. You missed out Birkas HaTorah. So what's with your list? And then there's a whole thing, became a whole zog. So we can go on forever discussing the Sefer HaMitzvahs. I think Rav Zelig Epstein's Zatzal in Queens, he gave a Sunday shiur, and famous for his shiur on Sefer HaMitzvahs. Because usually, in the end of the day, question whether there's really a nafkamina, you know, does it really mean that the Rambam didn't quote Birkas HaTorah, does it mean that he holds it to the Rabbanon, does it mean that it's Nichlal and something else? A lot of times, just because you don't quote it as a mitzvah, doesn't mean you don't hold it as a mitzvah, you just mean maybe it's Nichlal and something else. It's an interesting thing, and quite frankly, I'm surprised that the Rishonim, took it, so literally and spent so much time. Now, the Chinuch did us a favor, and he did it in order of Chumash. So all you have to know is Chumash. So you want to know where's the mitzvah, so you look in the Parsha, where that mitzvah is, and you do it. The Rambam, clueless. What order he used? I don't know. So I always recommend that if you find a mitzvah in the Rambam Sefer Mitzvah, so memorize the number, because then you're gonna have to look through the whole list. The Chinuch is very easy, So this is the question: the three isurim by Basar B'Cholof, Achila, Hanah, and Bishul. So how many of those mitzvah of the 613 does Basar B'Cholof take up? So I would have said like this. I would have said two possibilities. Either it takes up three, because they're three surim, or one, because it's one Basar B'Cholof. That's what I would have said. Right? And yet, the Rambam says what? Two. None of the above. I would have said either one or three. And he says no. You list Achila Hanara one, and Bishul another. So what's that all about? Right, if you look in the Rambam and mitzvah on page 8, mitzvah kuf pei vav is eating basar b'cholov, is bishul basar b'cholov, and kuf pei zayin is achila and hana. Two mitzvahs. Kuf pei ches is already sur haniskal. And Kuf Pei Hei was Chelov. So it only takes two mitzvahs, which is also very, very interesting. So we have a lot to understand here before we get anywhere. So, so the Chinuch discusses this on page 6. He says the three surim. Then in the last paragraph, titpos alai. So he explains that the three surim, the paragraph before. And then he writes, look at the paragraph first, Vafal Pi, the paragraph before that. Vafal Pi, Shomer Zechronim Levracha, Shetzeh Nechta Batar Yisra, Bishol Sholosh Pa'amim, Shvu Lamed Yisra Achil, Vizra Bishol Vizar Na, Ein Roy Lano Limnos Becheshman Alavim El Hashnayim. He says, we only counted two. Kisha Isra Achila Vahana Dover Echari. Because Isra Achila and Hana are together, they counted as one. Kimosha Omru Zichronum Lebracha, Kolmokum Shenema Losochel Losochlu. Right, the Gemara says in Psachim that any time that it says Loshen Achila, Echad Isra Achila Vahad Isra Hana Bemashma. Ki Torah totzi kol anos derech klal b'loshan achila. In other words, achila is just a form of hana, but it doesn't mean only achila. So therefore, the Gemara has a drasha, it's a whole sugi of chizki of a Rav Avahu in Pesachim, that any time it's a loshan achila, it means also hana. So then he says, "Im titlo salai, im kein lama nechtavu shalosh lavin." So how come you need three times in the Torah? The shnayim yispiku l'fizeh shamarti. Because if you're saying achila and hana are really one thing, so then it should write it twice, two times. Yesh la shivcha davada im nechtav mokim echad lo savashel sheimur alisur bishul mokim. So if it would have said lo savashel, that would have been Bishul, and Lo Sochal, that would have been Achila Hanoah, and it would have sufficed to have written it twice. So Yichol Hanoah Achila, I didn't show Yichol Hashlishi. So in Tzorich Oud, Shekvar Yinu Lameidim, Achila Hanoah, Lo Sochal, Ben Aklal Shebi Adenu, Chal Achila Hanoah B'mashu. Aval Achshav Shalo Huskir Rabo Achila B'shum Mokom, Lo Yinu Lameidim Hanoah El Im Alav Hashlishi. But since Achila is not written, so then you need three separate. In other words, if we had one pasuk Achila and one pasuk of Bishul, then Achila would have been Achila and Hanoah, and Bishul Bishul, and it would suffice. He's not talking about now in terms of how many lavin you mentioned in the Tariag, the thing we were talking about before. He's just talking about in terms of the Psukim and Chumash, you know, conservation of Psukim. He's saying, what do you need three psukim? You can get away with two. So in Inuchanami, if it would have said one pasuk of Achila, one pasuk of Bishul, you would have gotten away with two. But since it says Loshen Bishul, so then it begs the question. So why didn't you do it that way? Why didn't the Kadosh Baruch Hu do it that way? Have one pasuk of Achila, one pasuk of Bishul, Genukshay. So then he explains. Shekvar hodiacha ki le'inyin nitztav shalo yaskir bo loshen achila te shechayu bo afilu shalo kederach hanoso. So he says there is a Gemara in Pesachim, we've discussed it earlier this year on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis on page 13 here in the packet. State. Amar Abai Hakol Modim Kili Akem Shalokan Leafil Shalokan Derech Hanosu. There is a concept of, right, remember when we discussed it with the Placey and the Chavis Das and the whole discussion. So the concept of Shalokan Derech Shalokan Derech Hanosu, which simply means that if you eat a piece of treif meat, so you only get malchus if you eat it in the normal fashion. But if you eat it when it's very hot or very cold, it's not normal. So it's still royal achila, it's not nifsal, but it's shaloka derech hanasim. It's not a normal way of eating it. So then there's no malchus. There's a question whether therefore it's an only an isad rabbanon or it's a, you know, but there's no malchus. Because when the Torah says Kederech Achila means Achila in the normal way. So if it's a low Kederech, then not. So there are some Isurim that the Torah asserted even Shalom Kederech. So what's the klal? If the Torah uses a lashon achila, so then it has to be normalish. It has to be in the normal form of achila. It can't be too hot, too cold, normal. But some isurim that are isuri achila, that the Torah didn't use a lashon achila. So the Gemara says the reason why the Torah didn't use a lashon achila is because the Torah wanted to aser even shaloka derech achilasim. So one example is kilei akerim, where the Torah doesn't use a lashon of achila. It says pentukta zera hamleya pentukat esh. Four lines on the bottom of Rashi. Ksiv pentikta shamaleya, mashal lotena mimena, el tisrefenu. So it doesn't, you got a bird, so you can't eat it, you can't have enough from it. It doesn't, never says loshen achila. So therefore, if you eat kilei akerim, even shlo kederach hanason, then you like it. And then the end of the sugya, here on chaf hey, the end of the brackets, also bebosu b'chol v'achila ksiv bay. Meaning the verse says, does it ever say a loshen achila by bosu b'cholav? Meaning it doesn't. It's a rhetorical statement. And what's the point? The Gemara is saying, and therefore, yiloka lema shafil shaloka derech hanosim. So therefore, if you have basa b'cholav, and you eat the basa b'cholav when it's frozen or when it's very hot, in a non-normal way, you'll still get malchus. So, because it doesn't say a lashon achila, so therefore, the Torah didn't want to box it into a lashon achila, because a lashon achila would mean achila in a normal way, so the Torah doesn't want to box it in to mean achila in a normal way. So therefore, the halacha is that afilu shalom kederach hanosan. So therefore, says the Sefer Chinuch, now we understand everything. The Torah couldn't say, the simple way would have had one pasuk for bishul, one pasuk loshen bishul, one pasuk loshen achila, that would have been okay. But then, Basa B'cholav would have been Dafka Derech Achila, and the Torah wanted to be more machmir for Basa B'cholav. I give you svaras, you know, place Basa B'cholav is Harchaka, it was used to be a Derech Avodah Zarah, whatever, you know, you could give svaras why the Torah wanted to be more machmir. The Torah wanted to be more machmir. So therefore, you couldn't use a Lashon Achila, so therefore they use a Lashon Bishul, which we will darshan, Kilu imenu inyan le Bishul, teneu inyan la Achila. So Mimela, once the Torah uses a Lashon Bishul, so therefore it didn't use a Lashon Achila, therefore it wouldn't be Achila on one Pasuk, so therefore once it uses a Lashon Bishul to mean Achila, then it's another Pasuk to use a Lashon Bishul for Hanah. But in Achanami, if the Torah could have had one pasuk of bishul, one pasuk of achila, it would have been sufficient. But the Torah couldn't for that, the reason why the Chinuch just explained based on the Gemara Pesachim. And Mela, you have the various three Pesachim. But yet, as the Rambam still only lists them, and I think the Chinuch also, as two mitzvahs. Yes. So, the place of the Chavos Das discussion was if it's Nifsal, is there a heter of Nifsal? So, in other words, if you say Nifsal is a separate category, so then that'll apply also to Basa B'cholav as well, because that's a separate category, has nothing to do with Shalok Kederach. If the place he wanted to say within the Rambam that it's that Nifsal is also part of Shalok Kederach, and therefore it wouldn't apply. Okay, so that is the story here. Oh, okay. So now, Chara, since all three loaves of Ashels are alav, So for Pashtus Bechara, you should get Malkus for each of the three Isurim. If you eat Basa Bechalov, or if you have Hanoah or Bishul. Yet, if you look in the Chinuch on page 7 in the bottom, he says, "Va'oyver aleh va'ochal kazayis min abasu v'cholov shenis bashul biyachad b'meizid loyka." So if you eat basu v'cholov, you get malchus. Aval nenebo, kivon shenosno or mechoro, ain't a loyka. V'vishe efshar lahana b'li ma'isa. Kol shein b'li ma'isa ain't loyka enough. So the chinuch has this yisod. Not everyone agrees to this yisod. That his yisod seems to be that a lav sheyesh b'li ma'isa means a lav that always has a maisa. So a lav that always has a maisa. For example, achila. Achila's basa b'cholov always has a maisa. How can you eat it without a maisa? Right? So therefore, you get malchus. But say there's a lav that sometimes has a maisa and sometimes doesn't have a maisa. So then that's not called lav sheyesh bo maisa. It has to always have a maisa. Even if you're doing it in the derech that has the maisa, since you could do it with derech she'ein bo maisa, you don't get malchus. You know, there's a very famous Rambam in Hilchas Chametz Matzah that the Rambam's shita is that that if you buy chametz bePesach, you get malchus for bal yirah, but if you just had chametz that you didn't get rid of from before Pesach, so then there's no maisa. So then, the Rambam clearly says different than the Chinuch as people point out. Rabbi Sachs likes to give a shiur on this, that it depends on the particular ofen that you did it. Did you do it by ofen maisa? You did it by ofen shalom maisa. He's saying, so therefore he says that that hanoah, you don't always face. Sometimes you can smell, you can walk by the bakery. You smell basa, you know, so you're getting hana, maybe, or something like that. But it's ein bo maisa. In other words, therefore, you could have hechitim tzizim to ein bo maisa. So even if you do it derech maisa, you still like mochoro, or that you rubbed it on your skin or whatever it is. So they're still considered Abel Meissen. That's the Chinuch sheet, yes.
If, based on what you said earlier, that the Isra Hanah is categorized under the Isra Achila, the Isra Achila shouldn't have Malchus either, because then it's a Meissen shouldn't have locked in the Meissen in the Achila, which is the Isra Achila, which is Hanah.
So maybe it works out good that the Meissen is two separate Lavin, two separate Psukim.
But they're one mitzvah also.
Yeah, so mitzvahs, how you count it as mitzvahs, that's a separate thing. But lamaisa, there's two separate, the two separate psukim. But if you look in the Ramban, on page 14, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, you know, before the Rambam lists the Sefer Mitzvahs, he has his bunch of prokim teaching you the rules. In other words, he's going to teach you the rules of the 613 mitzvahs. Like, how did I decide which to put in and which? So he writes all the sharashim of the rules. The first sharash is his argument with the Bahag. The Bahag listed the Rabbanans, Mikra Megillah, Ner Chanukah, Netilas Yadayim, are all part of the 613 mitzvahs of the Bahag. You look in the Sefer mitzvahs of the Bahag, you'll see that. So Rambam says the first thing you got to know is the Bahag is wrong. You don't list Rabbanans. Because when you're going to list Rabbanans, why only Why only these? So we were learning earlier this year in the regular shiur, and some point out that maybe he only listed the rabbanans that are a mitzvah chiyuvi to do, like Mikra Mekillah, Chanukah, Netilah, you know, and other rabbanans that are not a real chiyuv, and maybe that, you know, he lists a lot of the rabbanans, mea mitzvahs, mea brachos b'chol yom. It's interesting to look at the list of the Bahag. So that was the first. And the Rambam says it's so pashut, but someone else said differently, so that's why I have to. You know, in life, certain things are, from what's pashut to one person, you know, is not necessarily pashut to another person. It's a pella sometimes. But this is the Bahag. So the Bahag is the Bahag. So the, you know, but sometimes you have things in life. You'd be shocked. What's pashut to one person is nisa daraisa to another person. Capella. Okay. But let's see what the Ramban says. Chet ochel basa b'cholav anena mimenu lokim. Oh, so he says not. He says different than the chinuch. He says you get malchus for... So he argues with the chinuch. Okay, so the bakery case is not the best case in the world because, you know, it's a question of what the status of Recha is and what the status of things that are not Omid Lahariach. So, but the classical cases, say, you sold, you got Masum Cholov or something like that. The cases that the Chinuch says out that should have gotten Malkus and he says doesn't, Ramban says does. And then there's a famous comment in the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech has tremendous pieces here. In Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah on page 15. So he says, "Vida, the achas shekasav nu leil de ladas rabenu, hanene bisure hana." Ainu loke. Yeah, I mean, we should look at the Rambam itself, right, before we. Let's look in the Rambam itself. Take a look on page 11 first. Look as Macholos Asuras Perches Alocha Tazayin. Kol Machol Shul Oser Bahano. In Nenev Alo Ochol, Kigot Shemachor Nosem La'akum, Olo Klovim Ein Loke. So he's saying Ein Loke. Machin Oso Machas Mardus. Then, parenthetically, there's another halacha. This question comes up a lot, I get, this question. You know, more than you would think. There's another halacha of schorah b'macholos asuras, meaning certain things are also b'hano, like v'asu b'cholof. But say, can I be have a business where I sell treif meat? The goyim, say. The goyim. I'll open up a shop in the middle of Timbuktu, and I'll have a meat store there. Just meat, not even basa b'cholof. Meat, treif meat is mutter b'hana. Treif meat is mutter b'hana. So the halacha is chaldovish also b'chilu mutar b'hana afal pishu mutar b'hana also lasos bo schora. So there's a separate halacha that you're not allowed to do schora b'macholos asuros. Ulchavim lachto b'dvar masurim. Except for chaylev, the special halacha, Rambam quotes a special pasuk by Chaylev. Shrei nema bo yasal chol malacha. Ficha in osim schor lo benevelis lo betrevis lo shkotzim lo remus. So that's, and then the question about, what's nichlal in that. People ask, oh, can I be a waiter in a non-kosher restaurant? That deserves its own. But that means that even though it's mutar b'hana, that's a separate halacha, because the iser hana is by kasher b'cholov, by kilei hakerem, by these things that are also b'hana, orla, whatever. But certain things are just mutar b'hana, but there's still an iser of schor.
There
are
passages that there's no make a mafus for her
no, even if
you do a ma'isa here. Right. So meaning, so he's passing as mutter for a different reason than the chin of passing
the yochai. Right.
I mean,
the chin of passing
here.
Potter because
the Rambam
passing
that you that
for
open
ma'isa
you would get
mafus is still passing in here. So the Rambam obviously is saying you know malchus, but he's not working with the chin, so he has to give a different svar.
Right.
So what's the svar of the Rambam? So the Mishnah Melech now on page 15 tries to explain what's the svara of the Rambam. So he says, Vida. That's Rabbeinu, that's the Rambam. Hanena bi suri ano einu loke havia tam kimoshu kosuv magidzal omishum dehanah lo ksiv behedya. So the Magid Mishnah says this hanah is not written behedya. Or it's stam by suri hanah, it's not written behedya. In other words, whenever the Torah asks is hanah, like by Chometz B'Pesach or things like that, it says Loshon Achila. So that you can see here on page 11. Okay, so that's one thing. But then he writes, just look from Magid Mishnah here on page 11. He says, "Perkal Shah Kol Yisum Shabbatari Nukam Leim Ul Derech Hanosin Kol Dover Roy Lachila Ein Derech Hanosin Ul Derech Achila Ketikuno." So he gives a different svar here. He says that you only get malchus for hanah if it's that's the normal way of using this particular object. But any food item, the normal way of usage of the food item is eating it. So you're doing business with it. You're selling it. You're doing other things with it. So that's not the normal way of using it. So even though if you're a businessman, that's normal, but that's a food is made to eat. So you're facilitating other people to eat and you're making money. So that's where you want to rub basa b'cholov on your skin for other purposes, medicinal purposes or whatever it is. So that's not derech. So mimela, hanah of a food item, but that's what we're talking about, is by definition shalok derech. So therefore, lav derech hanosim hu l'fizeh hare izrana kedin chatzi shir so osu min haTorah ve'ein lo kin halav. So mimela. So Mimela, the Issa Hanoa is, you know what they call, there's a concept of Chatzi Shir, you know, when you eat less than the Shir. But then there's a concept that Achronim have, Chatzi Shir Be'echus. There's Chatzi Shir Be'kamus and Chatzi Shir Be'echus. So Kamus means you didn't eat the Kazayis, you eat less than the Kazayis. Be'echus means that you're doing something that's not the full Isser. S- So, for example, the Torah doesn't want you to get benefits from chametz or whatever. So the main way of getting benefit is eating it. So that you get malchus, karis, whatever. Hanoah is not the main way, so any form of hanoah is sort of like a chatzi shir, because it's not the full way of using it. So it's the full way of using it is eating it. Not the full way of using it is getting other forms of hanoah. So that's how the what he writes here, the Magid Mishnah. So that's what he writes over here. Called over Rabbi Chila in Derech Hanos or Derech Achila.
Wasn't part of the Baram Sabin that the bus of a color we don't care about if it's in there? I mean, I know that was for Achila, but how many times associated with it? Why should that make a difference by not by bus of a color?
Right, in other words, you need Derech Hanos.
Right, but
Basu B'chalov.
We just said that the Gemara Basu B'chalov.
You don't need that. That's why it was only made in the Bishul. Right. 1 second. So you're asking if by Basu B'chol, if you're saying the Svara that by Basu B'chol of his Asar Afilu Shelo Keder Chanasan, so if you say the Svara to Pater for Basu B'chol of, I mean the Stam, the for Stam Isur Hanoa is because every Isur Hanoa is Shelo Kedarka, so then by you say by Basu B'chol of, it shouldn't apply. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't apply. Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, he's talking about in general, but let's see how the Mishnah Melech's reasons would fit in then. So he quotes another Magid Mishnah that says that if Hanoah is not Chosuv Behedya, Torah says Achila, and the way he's understanding it later on, that since it's a separate pasuk by Bishul, so Tchilu each lav is Kosev Behedya. So it has its own lav, so to speak. So therefore, if it would be shalom, so maybe that. In other words, according to this reason, maybe in a Hanami, maybe the Rambam would say that you would get malchus for.
Yeah, because it says you don't, because it perish.
He says what?
He says but most of Rukhala, I mean, it doesn't exclude most of Rukhala.
Yeah.
So you might say not one of the
right. I mean, he doesn't say Beferish, but unless... Yeah.
It's a big thing to leave out. He just, in the next sentence, he includes the exception to the next rule, he's done by selling Israel and excludes Taylor specifically, so you think that he would exclude the color in the previous sentence.
Yeah. Does he say... Okay, let's look into that. Okay. 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 Now, there is a famous discussion in the Rambam about the relationship between the Isser Achila and Isser Hanoch. And people say it over, Shechta says it over in one way, Rabbi Chanan says it differently, and I think it requires a whole shiur, so that's why I made this supplement. The Sefer Binyan Yaakov has a nice discussion, so we're going to talk about it in this paragraph. Packet, but we'll have a whole separate share just on this, on the following. And there is a Perish Mishnayis on page 19, the Paragimel in Hilch in the Sechta Krisis. And this is a famous piece, but I feel people just say it over very quickly and you really have to understand it well. So that's why I made a whole separate packet, so we should understand even better. But today we'll say it over briefly, and we'll say over more things. And tomorrow, and Wednesday, Bez Hashem, we'll dwell on it in a greater way. Okay, because it really needs its own hour and a half or so. This is called the Nekuda Nifla of the Rambam. The Nekuda Nifla means the Rambam says, I have a very important point to make. A Nekuda Nifla. So since he used that like fancy lashon when he introduced this halacha, so in the Welt, everyone knows the Nekuda Nifla of the Rambam. So you have to know, the Nekuda Nifla of the Rambam means that the Rambam's Chiddush in the Perish Mishnayis in the third parak of Krisis. Yeah.
Does he mean it as a Nekuda that is miskasa, like Rashi says he saw, or he means like a wondrous
thing? Yeah, wondrous thing. Yeah. Right. I think he means a wonder, a blitz of a Chiddush. So what's the Chiddush? And again, to really understand it, we have to spend 2 hours or so just, but today we're going to understand it superficially. That's how in life you have to start understanding some things, like Rabbi Lam once said, superficially, then you move on. It's Azoy. What's the din? It's very simple. If you cook, say, treif meat with milk, say nevela, or chalef, treif meat with milk. So it's not min tamei, it's not pig, it's kosher species, but it's treif meat. So treif is asur anyway, but now you made it, but treif is mutar b'hana. So now you're going to make what? Going to make basa b'cholov out of, let's say, nevela b'cholov, or there's a whole sugya of chelov b'cholov. It's a whole sugya in the Gemara. chaylev b'cholov, because chaylev is fat, but fat is in of fleishiks, it's meat. Chaylev b'cholov. So, without looking at any sources, let's just think outside. So what would you think? It's also to eat anyway. Nevela itself. So now there's tam nevela in the milk. So the milk has tam nevela. So now you can't eat it. Good. That we spent the whole first half of the year. Tam ki ikr. So the milk is also going to be osir. But what I want to know, is there a nisr hanoya? Is there a nisr hanoya? Because nevela is mutar b'hanoya. So now you shaft what? Basa b'cholav. You shaft the din of basa b'cholav. So mainly if you shaft the din of basa b'cholav, so maybe that should be asa b'hanah. So that's what I would have thought. This becomes also b'hanah. So the chiddush of the Rambam. Again, today is going to be, we're going to say it superficially, and we need another 2 hours to really understand it. Is that a vashel chaylev b'cholov or nevela b'cholov? So avada, the nevela is still nevela, and the milk became nevela, avada. But you know what? It says the Rambam, my nekuda neflaw, my chiddush is that there's no iser hanah. Why not? Chora says it's basa b'cholov. So the Rambam says, because we have a concept in halacha of ein iser chal al iser. So nevela is aser mishum nevela. So now you want to put a what? An iser basa b'cholov on the nevela. So it's already aser from before. Now we know that there's a concept if the second iser is more inclusive. So, Israel, Kolo, most of different things. So, Chora, I would say that maybe the second Isser, the Hainu Basu B'cholov, is more inclusive than the first Isser. So, then that should, that should maybe cause it to be Chal another Isser. So, the Chiddush of the Rambam is that since you say ein iser chal al iser lagabe iser achila, so therefore hanah can't set in either. Why not? Rav Shechter says it over Rav Soloveitchik that the iser hanah stems from the iser achila. Hard to understand what exactly that means. Rabbi Chanan says it over. Rabbi Chanan says that, what did we say before? That kol mokum shenemar achila is also hanah. So why did the Torah write lashon achila? Because that's the prime form of hanah, of a food item. Prime hanah of a food item is eating it. So that's why there's no tulav in it. It's nichlal in achila. So Rabbi Chanan says, as we'll see inside, is that if the prime form of the hanah is achila, and achila of basa b'cholov can't set in because ain iser chal al iser, so then even all the secondary hanahs don't set in either, because if the prime co, name a restaurant, if the right can't set in. Right, so then the prime hanah doesn't set in, so then all the subordinate selling and all the other things don't set in either, and that is the Nakuda Nifla of the Rambam. Because without the Rambam, I would have said, Avada Gevist, the Isser Hanah sets in. Because there was no Isser Hanah beforehand. Ein Isser Chalal Isser, that was on an Isser Achila. But Isser Hanah, so the Chiddush Rambam, the Isser Hanah doesn't set in. Like Rabbi Ganak likes to always ask us on Yoredei Bechina, he likes to talk about, you know, question of dog food. If you have dog food that's Pasa B'cholav, but it was made with nevela meat, so can you give it to this? Rabbi Ganak asked the question on his Bechina, can you give it to your dog? So according to this Rambam, in the Nekud and the Floor, it would be mutter, because since...
Is it mutter or mutter to rice?
Pashas and mutter, but again, as I said, today I'm not going to discuss all the details. I'm going to give you the general klolistika. Therefore, because ein isser chalal isser and isser achila, and hanah, all other types of hanah, like feeding to your dog, is a subordinate type of isser hanah. But if the prime shaker and baker is the hainu the achila, that's the prime hanah, that can't set in. So then all the subordinate hanahs don't set in either. Let's take a look inside. Again, this is a superficial presentation today on page 19. Now, based on what we discussed till now, we have Nekuda Nifla, a gewaldige point. Anu miyadim aleha. Lefishi maftech l'inyonim achirim. Most of it's a big maftech al ma sheyesh bo midikto ka'in. V'ze sheyaduah hu shebosu b'chol avosu b'hano. V'hachelev. Right, he uses chalev. I use nevela. He uses chalev, but it's the same principle. It's meat, but it's a straif, because the chalev is the fat which you can't eat, but it has a din of fleishiks. V'chalev derech bishul mutar b'hana. Yivashel. Now listen carefully. Hacholav im hachalev. Yeah, you got to be careful here. Hacholav im hachalev. Lama einu chal iser basu b'cholav al iser chelav for hekish b'nevela shu iser mosif k'mo shamarnu kan b'chelav kodshim tzchai v'achilosu m'ila fi shenitosu bo iser hana ha'tshuva al zeh shabasu b'cholav neser b'hana b'nei she'osu ha'kosuv l'achila k'mo shikdamnu shekol iser achila osu b'hana ad she'ifar l'cha ha'kosuv fein sham kosuv she'osu ha'chilosu Chosav Isu Hanosu. Rak Shnei Inyonim Yachad Heim Isu Basu B'cholov Vichak She'anu Omrim Ein Isu Chal Al Isu Lo Yochol Isu Basu B'cholov Al Isu Nevela Lo Yo Isu Hano Aval Mutur Ba'ano Va'ochol Menu Lokim Mishim Nevela. So that's the Pesach of the Rambam. That's the famous Pesach. Again, I need 2 hours or so to really explain it to you. But today we're saying it, you know, today's the Hakdamah Shir. Yes, Yitzchak.
This is a supplemental question, but let's say, for instance, when you give someone Hasra for Basu B'cholav, so would that not count as a good enough Hasra? Because no Isra Basu B'cholav, which is Chal, one has to be Masu Mishim Avail.
Avada? Yep.
It's mutter to cook chayla. There's no isra on that, the rice.
Right.
There's basar chala for chayla. Chayla the chala.
Right.
Is there to cook or not?
Yeah, because, yes.
Yes?
Because bishul is a separate isra. Achila and Hana.
So that means you're tying this Rambam only applies if you would tie this into that idea that there's
There's only two brachas.
Two mitzvahs. Right, right. That's exactly how Rabbi Chanan presents it. If you want to see in the Rabbi Chanan here, on page 22.
If you use other svaras, if you use what you...
Rabbi Chanan, on page 22... Omnam zokte divrei Torah aniim, third column on page 22. Zokte azoy. Omnam divrei Torah aniim b'makom echad v'ashirim b'makom acher. Right, that's a phrase that a lot of times when you want to understand something, you have to go someplace else to get clarification. In other words, here it's not explained so well, but you go someplace else and you use information from someplace else, Ashirim Mamokam Acher, to shed light on what you're learning over here. Divrei Rambam Hanal Yisparol. So Divrei Rambam Hanal, meaning the Kud and the Flaw, Yisparol Pi Dvar V'Sefer HaMitzvos. Lo Sas HaKuv Pei Zayin. Mach Shishik Shev Yom Le'eze Dover Manisi Yisra Chilosu Bishulu Shtei Mitzvos. Whereas the Rambam there in the Sefer Mitzvah, we set it out, but you can look inside in the Sefer Mitzvah. He asked the question, how come it's only listed as two mitzvahs? It's really three. Flotim the Yisra Anosu Mitzvah B'Vnei Atzma. Yodah Makshe, Ki Yisra Anah In Roilum Nosu Mitzvah B'Vnei Atzma B'Dei Shehu Achila In Yenechan. Ki Achila Min Mimine Hanah. So Achila is one form of Hanah. Amru B'Dovi Shalom Yochav. Omnam Hu Dimyon Midimyone Hanah. V'Kavona Hu Shalom Yenebo. Whereas when the Torah says not to get to eat something, treif, it really means not to get hanah. But the main form of hanah is achila. That's why I use the lashon achila. But it doesn't mean achila lafuke hanah. It means hanah, but the main form of hanah of a food item is ochel. Kol mechila lozul. V'hu amru kol mokom shenemar liochel echad yiso achila v'echad yiso hanah b'mashma. V'fize ha-shorish ein roi limnos yiso achila hanah l'shtei mitzvahs. So that's his what the Rambam says over here. So therefore, he says that's the pshat in the go further down. Mispar halavin. The line begins mispar halavin. Came to Israel vano in yanechru. Anyway, the notion of shnei lavin. So therefore, he says that's pshat in the Rambam. That if you can't, if you don't have the Isra Achila, then you don't have the Nisar Hana. Okay, one more Nakuda.
Does that argue with the Sefer Achinuch's explanation about Pidgin? In terms of it being based on the Pidgin itself and that associates with
Hana? No, there he's just explaining why you didn't write it in two different ways. But everyone theoretically could agree with the Rambam, because the Rambam's hesber is basically the Rambam's giving a hesber in the Gemara Pesachim, where the Gemara says in Pesachim, "Minayin lechametz bePesach she'asu b'hana shenema lo ye'achal chametz." So that's this Rambam is the Rambam here in Sefer Mitzvahs Kuf Pei Zayin. He says that the pshat is, what does that mean? Lo yachal chametz, and therefore it's Yisra Hanah. So he explains that because achila is a form of Hanah. It's just, it's the most usual form of Hanah, the primary. The prime. Okay, one last nakuda for today, and then we'll call it... Okay. So the Rambam has a here in Perek page 23, Perek Tes Hilchos Macholos Asuras. Vasa b'chol avafo lashta vasa lochol min haTorah. Vasa b'hanav kavri moso vafar asu gave a call on Igbarim. Okay. Then one thing parenthetically we have to know, also discuss, do we paskin like this Rambam of Nakuda the flaw? That's a separate discussion. Before, you know, first you know what the psak is, but then the bottom line, do we hold from the psak or don't we hold from the psak of the Rambam? So that's also has to be discussed. So the Rambam has a statement here on page 24 in Halacha Beis. Lo shosa kakosu milosar achila el b'nei she'osu habishul lo mafil bishul osar vein tzarech lo marachil osar kemo she'osu milosar habas me'acha she'osu bas habas. Whereas sometimes the Torah doesn't say something, but you learn it out from a kal v'chomer. So it doesn't say that you should what? You should eat. You can't eat basar b'cholov. But it says you can't be mevashel. So if bishul is asur, which is the preparation for achila, so certainly the achila itself is asur. And he gives you a mashal, just like the Torah never said you can't have relations with your daughter, but it says you can't have relations with your daughter's daughter. So if you can't have relations with your daughter's daughter, so Chora is certainly with your daughter.
This is more than a half Chomer.
And the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Meis on page 9 uses the same idea. We know that a mace is matame b'magu b'masu v'oil. Three things that you can't touch a mace. A coin, you know, it's matame. If you're a coin, then you're also, you can't touch it. You can't carry it, and you can't be in the same oil. So in Halacha Beis, he says tumas masim de'shmuah. Then he says, so masa is not mentioned. So he says, so it's a kal v'chomer. If the Torah asks oil, so certainly you can't carry it. If you're a leish, a sosak mimena hakosuv kedev sheshosak miisur habas, fish also beferish afil bas habas, sheshosak miisur achilas basu becholov, fish also beferish afil bishulo, kach sosak mitumas masa bemeis, fish shetime beferil tumas olo kol shakei maso. Because if I can't be in the same room with a mace, certainly I can't carry the mace. Just like I can't have relations with my daughter, I can't have relations with my daughter's daughter, certainly with my daughter.
Doesn't the Torah say by achoso that that you can't use it al chomer? Doesn't the Gemara say that if it's your mother and father's daughter, so then you can have relations with her, even though she's your sister and you already know half sisters or else?
One second, one second. So then the case of, just look in the case of Mishnah for a second on page 9. Im Tomar with 3 hours after 3 hours. Im Tomar very tumas maso bas this achilas baso onsho min adin. There was a klal ein onsho min adin. Right? So ein onsho min adin. So you can't learn out an onish from a kal v'chomer. So isn't this all yeshlomish mecha shabas habas ein asura ella machmas habas shehi ima meila mashmas she asura ain't kan onshim menadin. He says not onshim menadin because it's nichlal. 1 second. So there is a so if you take a look, there's a discussion in various poskim, we'll see. Am I allowed to cook basar b'chalav for purposes other than eating? Say I am a scientist and I do experiments. And I want to, you know, and I need to do an experiment that's going to cause in my lab with basar b'chalav. I'm not going to eat it. To throw it out. So what's the story with that? Oh, so if you look on page 31, my dear friend Rabbi Joshua Hoffman, Shlita, she's had a Refuah Shleima, you know, he writes the networks. He writes a Dvar Torah in the Parsha, he's been doing it, I don't know, 18 years already, something like that. You know, this year, Baruch, he was very ill. He was in the emergency room. And even in the emergency room in Colombia, he was dictating somebody, the Parsha, not to miss out. I just, if everyone wants to go to visit him, you know, could always use, you know, he's named Pelham Parkway in a nursing home there. He says like this, that, yeah, take a look at page 31, second paragraph. Dr. David Israel Macht, 1982 to 1961, a lecturer at John Hopkins University in Baltimore, who was also a visiting professor of physiology in Yeshiva College during the 1930s. Often performed experiments in order to derive information pertaining to Tamei HaMitzvahs or the purpose behind various mitzvahs. So Rav Aaron Soloveitchik related, Dr. Mach wanted to cook mixtures of meat and milk as part of this enterprise. Rav Aaron said that Dr. Mach, being very religious, was always asking his father, Rav Moshe Shilas, about the experiments he wanted to perform, so he asked him about this one as well. Rav Moshe answered that is permissible because the prohibition of cooking meat and milk together applies only if it's done for the purpose of human consumption. He derived this from the Kal Vachomer brought by the Rambam. If cooking milk and meat together is a blanket prohibition, argued Rav Moshe, then it does not seem to be a Kal Vachomer. In other words, he's saying if cooking is also so Kal Vachomer eating, but if cooking is just also stam cooking, So who says just because cooking is also eating is also? But if you learn the pshat is that cooking is also because it's leading to the eating, which is certainly also, then certainly the preparation is also. So maybe that would imply that it's only if you're cooking to lead up to the eating. Just because cooking such a mixture together is forbidden, why should it be forbidden to eat it? However, cooking the mixture is forbidden only if done for the purpose of human consumption, then the Kal Vachomer can be explained very simply. It's forbidden to cook milk and meat together in order for someone to eat it, then it's certainly forbidden to actually eat the cooked mixture. And Rav Shechter quoted Rabbi Hoffman in his Sefer here. He quotes Rabbi Hoffman on page 25 in the Bekanine Harav. And he quotes Kei Chamati Me'Rav Yoshua Hoffman at the end, this thing. However, again, just like in everything else in life, not everyone agrees to this. I mean, it makes a lot of sense, but the question is, can we matter an issa d'oraisa based on this? Because maybe you should say that maybe... See, sometimes that could be the main reason that the Torah asked it. But then once the Torah asked it, Bishul Basar B'chalav, it was a low pluk. You know?
Is it possible? Like you said, there was some Darabanan here in this case, and that was just not in the top. If he's running a laboratory, it could have been through a Mir Lap, and we could have had the guy do it, and then if it was a because of this Torah, this is part of a bigger picture. This was one of the key pieces in a bigger picture, not just stand the whole side.
Yeah.
According to this part of Rosh Hashanah, we must there that the picture of a guy also. Given the human consumption, but a guy is allowed to consume this.
Right.
So, Mashka, but.
Right, so then so maybe you could. Right. Right, it's hard. Right. Look, what I could have. You could make a rechila. You could say leaning up to rechila. You could make that. But it's very hard to matter nisa deraisa, you know, based on this type of. Look, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was not the only person who dealt with this question. The Dovid Meisharim. You know the Dovid Meisharim? The Chubin Rav was one of Gedolei Hador. You know, next time you go to Har Menuchos, so you'll see the row, the Belzer Rebbe, and the Chubin Rav, and Rav Moshe Feinstein, are buried one right next to the other. And then when Dine Fisher was nifter, they found a spot there. And they got him in there in that same row in Har Menuchos. So the Dovid Meisharim was Shabina Rav. And so he says, Haldas Hashel Shenishal Rav Agon Migilina V'yuso B'Frankfurt Domain Dr. Kemia. So he also had a shayla from when he was in Frankfurt. And he had a doctor, a chemist. Yari Hashem. Maybe it's the same. Not only Dr. Mach, but this other doctor. Lias Mevim came upon in front of Mine Chocolada. Right? They would bring chocolate in front of him. Kidei Livcham Bechinas Kemia Imesh Behem Chashash Taruvus Bebosu Becholov. So he would do some. They want to know if there's Basa B'cholov. They had to do a chemical experiment. So they have to cook the chocolate and see if they would. So he says, the deity. Yesh L'tzadik Tzas, the Hechid Shechem Rosal Odeh Abchina, Bebishul, Yisbar Hadover. The Bal Yikashlo Bisur Basar B'Cholov. Why is he doing this for? They're doing it because they didn't know whether there's Basar B'Cholov in the chocolate. So they're doing it Al Manas that if there's Basar B'Cholov, they'll throw it out. Shapir Yates decided Ksatz Lahatir. This is the same idea that they're doing it. Right, so the Kesef Mishnah says, right, that idea, that when he explains the Kal V'Chomer, so there's a Kesef Mishnah there in Perek Aleph, same thing he's quoting. So he says it a little different way. He says the Gemara in Pesachim says, you know, normally you're not allowed to carry chametz on Pesach, you come to eat it. But if you're only carrying it because you want to destroy it, And then the Gemara says in Kul and Kuv Yud Gimel, the Vashal Cholov Bechelov Loke Al Bishulo, Ein Loke Al Achiloso. So there's a Beferish Gemara that says you Vashal Cholov Bechelov, so you get Malkus for Bishul, and you don't get Malkus for Achilov, because the Achilov is Ein Eser Chal Alisa. Right? other words, the Gemara speaks about the case of Mufashal Cholam Chayim. No, the Kudra flaw, the Rambam, speaks about the Hanoshima. That was left out from the Gemara. The Gemara says different opinions, but one opinion the Gemara says that there's an Issa Bishul, there's no Issa Achila, and Hanoha, that's the Mokum Hinuchu la Rambam Lizgadirbo. So, but you see from that Gemara that there's, even though you have Hechi Temtzev, initial Bishul, even though there's no Issa Achila. Fidivere Kesem Mishnah, my time alokal Bishulo, the Issa Bishul whom Mishum Achila, became a day in a local Achila, Ech local Bishul. So is what to talk about. Maybe, you know, in Issa Chalalisser, the Achronim, some say, Rabbi Kanak discussed this, that maybe that's only the not Malkus, it's still in Issa, but. You know, it's, this Gemara also is, he says, it's a nice idea, this word, with the Kesem Mishnah, with the Rambam, with the Kal v'Chomers. But then, you know, get down to the Gemara, it says, Beferish, Bavashel Cholov Mechelev, is Lokal Bishula, the Rambam Paschal is Lokal Bishula, Vein Lokal Alachilos. So then, you have a Hechi Temtzev, is Lokal Bishula. So you could say, Chveis, you know, it's all, but. It's only in the local Alchimos we're saying Issa Chalalissa, but still you have to have Chavana. I don't know, you have to think about it. You have to think about whether you like the Dechiyah, how the Dechiyah works in. Do you like the Chiddush of Emotional Salvation? You don't like the Chiddush. It's a big Chiddush, especially when they were dealing with an Issa Daraisa. And the question is this the Kasha from Kuf Yud Gimel? Do you like that Kasha? Maybe it's a bomb kasha, maybe you can give a teret to the kasha. I'll leave it up to you for the time being. Okay, we're going to stop now, and we'll think about it. Wednesday, as Hashem, we'll speak. I told you, we have to go through the including the flaw in greater detail, but at least today you got some of the. So today was like a Hakdamashir to the Inyani Barashtu B'Cholof. Okay.